Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, 3Ni spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know, we've been taught throughout our lives growing up to be humble when good things happen to us. This is the one time of the week you should be braggadocious. Tell us, how good was your weekend?
Adocious.
Braggadocious. If you want to tell us how great your weekend was, you can get $25 to Valentino's choose you as the winner.
Be braggadocious.
Yeah. We've used
the word
braggadocious, inertia today in the show. You said posthumously. What was the word? Posthumously?
Posthumously. Yeah. I think it's pronounced like that.
I'm not sure. Anyway.
Pretty close to it.
Braggadocious is a good word,
Dave. Thank you. Please text at 402-464-5685. Best of the weekend for Mozzarella Monday. Let's get to it right now. We've got several good ones off the bat. Okay.
Yeah, I'm writing.
Jay in Colorado says, Mozzarella Monday. Traveled to Lander, Wyoming for a wedding, went on a beautiful hike, sang traditional Irish tunes, and even did a keg stand.
Okay, that's a tough one out of the gate.
Nothing like chugging beer straight from a keg while being held upside down with people chanting all around you. Had breakfast with friends before hitting the road back home. Amazing weekend. I will never, ever forget. Jay in Colorado.
This weekend, if of the three of us, who would be most likely that would do a keg stand?
Good God.
It'd be Jake. Jay wouldn't. You know what? It wouldn't take much to talk him into it.
No,
I don't know if he. I don't think
where's the cake?
He wouldn't even push back. Jake would be going, "Yeah, give me some. Yeah, grab a hold."
He doesn't even know what it is, and he'd do it.
You do it, yes. Jake would be.
Jay just came in hot.
Yes,
That's a good start there. Yeah. Now Joe in Boulder has brought his
guest
before.
Joe, I texted him the other day.
Did you?
God, did you really?
Yeah. Well, you didn't text him and thank him.
No, I just said thank you over there. I don't text anybody. Joe. Thank you, by the way.
Joe says, we had amazing family weekend. Flew from Denver to Newark, New Jersey on Friday. Survived transit to our hotel, barely. Took both our kids and their significant others into New York City. Toured the city, including riding the Staten Island Ferry and visiting the 9/11 Memorial. And went to Times Square Saturday night. We went to the Giants-Chargers game yesterday. I had not seen my friend in 30 years until we saw him at the tailgate and saw the Giants beat the Chargers.
We had two right out of the gate. They're unbelievable.
Wow.
He flew from Denver.
To Newark.
And also Newark, which is the murder capital of the world.
He survived Newark.
He said
we might just end this right now.
Yeah, I know. Newark was, it got even close. It was like, when I was recruiting Newark. Newark was the roughest area I've ever been in.
You can look down from a plane at Newark and say, that's rough.
That's rough. I want nothing to do with that.
Why is that swamp over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I cannot believe I'm seeing with this next one. This is incredible. Yeah. We've had two great ones so far. I got a texter. I don't have a name here, but he's sending selfies of himself because this is what he did over the last week. Okay, so let's go back to last Saturday. He went to Nebraska, Michigan. Then he went to Chiefs, Giants the next day. Went to Ravens, Lions the next. I got selfies of him at all these games. Then Tuesday he went to Orioles, Rays baseball. Wednesday, Phillies, Marlins, baseball.
How's this happening?
Thursday, Yankees, White Sox, baseball. Friday, he went to the Ryder Cup in Bethpage Black.
I don't believe this.
I got all the selfies of it.
There's no way.
Saturday, he went to Bama, Georgia, and he went to Chiefs, Ravens yesterday. These are all legitimate selfies at all these games and events.
We need a name.
It's a guy with the big guy with the beard. Let's see if I can get his name from farther up here. This is unbelievable.
I mean,
what is your name, texture?
Yeah, we need a name. We can't give it to you if you don't name yourself.
Can you even get to those places?
These are legitimate selfies from this same guy in all these places.
Is this AI, Jake?
No.
Yeah, are you sure?
I can tell. This is
Photoshop Central.
This is not AI. This is ridiculous.
This is Photoshop Central.
This is very cool. This person. Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including Chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Done a heck of a sports
bender.
Okay, how
would you get from the game? We got the Georgia game got over about 11:30 Eastern time, or 10, whatever it was, late Eastern time.
Yep.
How would he get to the Chiefs game?
Chiefs was a 3 o'clock game. It was late later.
I mean, he flew out of Atlanta. I mean,
possible.
I don't know. He says this is Cody, your local UPS driver.
Cody. Was he driving a UPS truck around? I wonder. Is he getting free gas from the postal service?
Oh, that's hard to beat.
Yeah.
How did you set this trip up, Cody? We need more details. Yeah. This is awesome.
What kind of three entrance is this?
This is off the bat tough.
Did Cody do a keg stand too? And
realize we're just giving him like a gift certificate?
Yeah. You get $25 a bell. It's like nothing compared
to You're not getting 1,000.
Yeah. It's 25. It's still nice.
So this is tough. Okay, let's keep going though. Saturday, Diaper Keg and Beatrice at Stone Hollow Brewery for Oktoberfest and hoofed it 3 hours to Yankton to be a godfather to a new nephew up there.
Wow. Yankton, what a great town.
A lot going on.
Did you go to the Ice House?
I hope that's Eric and Lincoln, by the way. Ice House is fun.
It's cold beer. It's called the Ice House.
Ann and Lincoln took my 3-year-old son to the family farm in Lee, Nebraska.
Okay, close to Columbus.
He got to drive the tractor, climbed the new combine, and took a ranger ride down to the dam. The farm has been in our family for almost 100 years. It was a great time with family.
We've never had a better...
Wow.
Any discussions about Shane Bellerod? That would be my son-in-law's dad. He's an incredible athlete from Lee.
Any discussion?
Yes, he's from Lee.
Hey, listen. We've never had a better group of entrants.
And I'm getting confirmation from my friend Joel from Beatrice, says that Cody, the story is legitimate of all the travels. This is all legitimate places he's been to, confirming that he knows them. It's legit. That's craziness.
That's crazy.
Wow.
We'll go a couple more because this is tough. Dirty Tony says, we celebrated my grandparents' 60th wedding anniversary in Columbus and had the most delicious prime rib with horseradish sauce I've ever had.
Oh, where do you have it at? Can you let us know?
Where was it at?
Because I love horseradish sauce. I can bathe in it. It's incredible.
Do you like
it? Oh, it's so good. I had some, Wednesday night, right when I was speaking up in Omaha. It was spicy, right? Yeah, the horseradish, if it's just true horseradish, it'll open up your sinuses. The horseradish sauce, not so much. Okay. It's not quite as strong, but it's still really tasty.
Well, we'll wrap up with this one, and then we'll vote. This is from a person named Dry Towel. Spent all weekend hauling beans to Lincoln. Great way to spend the bye week.
All right. Hauling beans. Harvest.
Beans.
Harvesting.
Yep.
Gosh.
So, okay, we have quite the options. That was a wonderful Mozzarella Monday. Again, just time for you to brag. How awesome was your weekend? Those are some great choices here. Do we have a leader? Is this going to be a tough one today?
Jay, Joe, and Cody.
Cody had
Ann's is big too.
Cody had the most epic sports bender week I've ever heard of in my lifetime.
That can't just be. Is that just one week?
That was. I went through every week, every day. Did something different.
I don't know what to say.
He went to several NFL games, several college games, and the Ryder Cup.
Bill,
MLB.
If it's legit, I just don't see how you can't give it to Cody.
Will Cody go hand to God on this one?
Yep.
Find out if
I'm seeing four other people that know him say that confirm this is legitimate.
You gotta give it
a
to
guy
him.
From Beatrice. I don't even know who he is.
I hate this for the guys that lost. I mean, we got guys flying from Denver to Newark. And they're losing. Right. How does that happen?
I think I could convince Anthony at Vows to hand out three this week.
All three. Go the top three.
Because Cody,
Jay, Joe, and Cody.
I mean, those are all tied for first. Those are all incredible.
Jay, Joe, Cody.
Yes. Yeah.
And the other ones were also, I can't give out all to everyone, but I think those are tied for three. That was awesome. What a Mozzarella Monday. Whoa.
Joe in Boulder goes a lot of places.
He went to New York City, through Newark.
NYC.
And he said survived transit barely.
Not. I flew out of the Newark airport. That was my airport I flew out of. It was something. It's something.
There were birds in there. That's what I always noticed.
Yeah, there was
birds. There were birds in here.
It was just.
Hey. And he went to that game, the Giants-Chargers game was good.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
Giants win. Jackson Dart got the dub.
Yeah.
First ever start. Touchdown pass and run for him. That's Mozzarella Monday. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
God.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.